Did you do what I said? Did you send it to meetings instead of you?
No, but I went around the building and went into places that I've never been in before. Really awesome. Freaks out the little Puerto Rican women.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just swell. How are you?
All right. You surviving the cold weather in Florida? Uh-oh. We're not even in the show a minute and you got things popping up.
I know. I was looking for something to talk about and apparently CNN would not be the website to go to because they get those fucking web ads.
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
So how are you dealing with the cold weather? Is this your couple days of winter?
Yeah. Oh, it's already over. It's supposed to be up near 80 today, tomorrow. So yeah, it's done. Yep, it's finished.
Nice.
It was a good winter. Can't wait for spring. Oh, here it is.
Do you stay warm this year? You did, because I know you did.
I did.
You didn't have to be out in the cold.
Exactly.
Your new station in life. Look at you.
That's right.
Yeah. So I have to apologize to anybody who's going on our website. Apparently I tried to upload this week's show or last week's show.
Yeah.
And as soon as I did it, I got a database error and it wiped out all of the shows since we started.
Oh my God.
So
we don't exist.
We do. I managed to get the last 10 or so back online.
Wow.
So anybody who's looking for shows before that, I will get them back up. It's just taking me a little time because there's like 200 of them.
Wow. We're prolific.
Yeah, it pissed me off.
And no idea why it happened?
No, it's just one of those internet things. I talked to the hosting company and they were like, there must have been something corrupt in the database, and when you hit the submit thing, it crashed it and then came back up. It kind of like recovered itself, but all the stuff was gone. So wow. all the actual posts are there and all the shows are still on the internet, but they're not connected anymore.
Oh.
So now I got to go back in and connect them all and like rename them and then make sure that the RSS feed is working and all that crap. So.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's going to take me a little while.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. We look forward to that.
Yeah.
We should start going back through them and commenting on our original comments.
We do like director's commentary of the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. While you're listening to us, you can then listen to us. I think that'd be great.
Maybe we'll do that for show 200. Maybe we'll.
Oh, there you go.
We'll pick certain parts. As I'm going back through here, I'll pick things that I think is funny, and then I'll string them all together, and we can all listen to them.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And then we can comment on them. I just have to figure out how to get the audio out to you guys. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
We still have a couple shows.
Oh, good. Keep us busy.
Another month before we have to do show 200.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's coming up quick.
It is. So what's going on with you? What's shaking?
Yeah, same crap, different day.
Yeah?
Yeah, nah, nothing too exciting.
No?
Nope. Nope, that's it. Thanks for tuning in.
Yep.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, jeez. See, I had all this stuff pulled up before we started, and then my browser crashed and closed all my windows, so now I...
Oh.
I have to find it all again.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? So what the hell is going on with Bruce Jenner? I swear to God, his hair is down past his shoulders, and he looks like a lesbian.
He's trying to become a woman, John.
Is he really?
It's what they that isn't he's didn't they just sign him up for a new show?
No, I don't think so.
I could have sworn that because he made comments that this show was going to give him financial independence from the Kardashians. Right? Am I? I could have sworn
I don't
I heard
remember that.
I
don't remember that.
Hang on.
He's going to be free of the Kardashians by slowly turning into Kim?
Apparently. Is this where I saw it? I could have sworn that they announced a show where they were going to follow him through the change.
Good God. Well, according to TMZ, he's considering a few offers to star in his own reality show.
Okay. I thought they had already announced it, but maybe that's what I read.
No, apparently it's going to be following Bruce and his three sons while they race cars, travel, and generally bro out. As Bruce slowly becomes their mom.
Yeah, he's scary looking now. Like, you can't look at him and be like, he's not trying to be a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, he's had his Adam apple shaved and...
Let's see, one magazine says, Bruce likes women and would like to be a woman. He would just feel better as a female, but to actually go through it would be shocking. So they told him what they have to do to make the change.
Yeah.
Snip! He wants to do it, but having a hard time pulling the trigger because of the kids. he isn't getting any younger, so it might be now or never.
I would think so. It'd be now or never. I mean, the dude's in his 60s, right?
Yeah, he's got to be.
Yeah, he's 65.
Wow, look at that.
He's 65 and now just decided that he wants to be a woman, I guess.
Oh, and apparently two of the Kardashian girls are his.
Yeah, the Kendall, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is like the new whore in town, and then there's Kylie. A son. Kyle.
Well, there's his son.
Yeah.
I don't remember the son's name. Anyway.
Here, wait. It's right here.
It's very bizarre.
Well, yeah.
Although I heard from somebody in the biz that I know had made a comment that Bruce Jenner was just a media whore.
Yeah.
That he just does this kind of stuff so that he gets attention. It used to be like in the old days when there were shows, he'd be like calling around asking if he could show up.
Oh.
So, well, you know, good for him. Her.
Okay, so his son's name is Brody. And the two girls are Kendall and Kylie.
Who?
Brody.
What's his son's name?
Brody.
And yes, that's his own son.
He has two other sons, Brandon and Bert.
And he's got two other sons.
Why would you name your kid Bert? Can you hear me? Get John.
I can, but you're sounding like you're on a vocoder.
All right, well, that was fun. it was a fun break.
And we're back.
Oh, Jesus Christ, what were we talking about? We're talking about Bruce Jenner, I guess.
We were talking about Bruce Jenner and his quest to become a woman, which is kind of scary.
And why would you name your kid Bert? It's one of the questions I have. Why would you do that?
Well, maybe it's Robert, and they just call him Bert.
No, Bert is a terrible name.
Okay. Ernie. Well, that's sad. Well, we wish Bruce Jenner a lot of luck, because he's going to need it.
Yeah, he is.
See, I think it'd be hilarious if he had a new reality show where he was slowly becoming Kim.
So, see, that
and
would
then,
be
and
good.
Then they start and then they start setting him up in the same scenarios as Kim. You know, he does like the cover of the magazine with the big ass and starts dating the black rap star. You know, actually, all you do is you just start redoing all of the old Keeping Up with the Kardashians scripts.
There you go.
With a new cast.
All right, well, maybe this is just like a sign that somebody's saying that we shouldn't do this anymore. Jesus Christ. What the hell's going on?
No, we have to make it to 200.
I have to at least make it to 200. Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, yes, I think that'd be very funny if they just started doing all the old stuff with just him.
Yes.
That would be great.
That would give the Ryan Seacrest empire a little bit more to go on, huh?
Yeah, see, everybody blames the Kardashians for their like success.
For being themselves.
But it's really his fault. He's the moron that put them on TV, and we should really kill him.
We should. Now, aren't you going to be freaked out if he gets up getting shot this week?
No.
No? Actually, you know what? I heard Ryan Seacrest say, "Suck it, Mohammed."
He drew a picture and put it on his website.
Yes. I do believe that was it.
Yeah.
So that's what it would be. That's what it would be.
Maybe we should send him something saying that he has to get to Paris pretty quick.
Oh, there you go.
That he
well, why?
Some
the,
kind girl, of
the girlfriend escaped the country, so she's on the loose still.
Yeah, well. But there was a report that I guess the French government was told not to post anything on social media anymore because they discovered that a whole bunch of like terrorist cells had been activated within France.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I don't know how they can tell when terrorist cells get activated, but...
Well, I think it's like sea monkeys. You just add water, and they just, you know, come back to life.
You just yell out the window, la-la-la-la-la-la-la, and they...
Yeah, you know, they got little crowns, little tridents, swim around. I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
You can see, I think you can still get them in the back of comic books. Can you know, you? The see-through glasses, and then the freeze-dried terrorists.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
They're good. They're only like $4.
We should buy some.
We should buy some. We should buy our own.
We should market a dance monkey or dance sea monkey dance.
Oh, there we go. That would be hilarious. And we could get Howie Mandel to do the voices.
It's a caricature of you sitting with a sea monkey body and like a crown on your head.
Yes.
If you're going to put my face on the tote bag, then I get to put your face on the sea monkeys.
And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. Oh, I mean, Christ. People, you can stop calling. The tote bags are gone. Okay? You can wait till our spring fundraising gala. We'll have some great programming there. I think we got the Vienna Philharmonic and live concert with Kristen Chenoweth, something to look forward to.
Oh,
it's great. It's actually a 20-minute concert, but it's a 3-hour block of time because we keep cutting into it.
Yeah.
But we don't do commercials. PBS doesn't do commercials. We just nag you.
All right, let's see how far we get before it starts to happen again.
God, all right. Well.
Okay. So, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Bill Cosby.
We were.
And this week...
Innocent. That's what I say. He's innocent.
This week, Bill Cosby's former co-host or co-star Felicia Rashad pretty much said the people were out to get him, and it's all not true.
Well, I heard that, and then I heard she kind of took that back.
Really?
And said that she was misquoted or something.
I don't know how she could be misquoted. She said that people were out to get him and to destroy his legacy.
But why?
I don't
get it.
I don't know.
He's 77 years old. Why would you wait this long to bring it out?
See, I don't get it. And I like You know, I'm thinking that maybe she's just upset that
she wasn't made to move on.
That either he didn't hit on her, or that they've taken the Cosby Show off the air.
Well, she's not getting residuals anymore.
And now she's not getting residuals. So, of course, she's going to come out and say, hey, put my shit back on the air.
Yeah, could be.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like a good target if you're going to go after somebody to try to destroy. I mean, like you said, the dude's 77. It's not like they're going after Obama or, like, other people. And, of course, there's all kinds of black celebrities that are saying that it's white people trying to bring Cosby down. And it's like, come on.
She said, forget these women. What you're seeing is the destruction of a legacy, and I think it's orchestrated. And then there was this huge backlash against her. And she said, this isn't about the women. This is about something else. She blamed the media for declaring guilt without proof, described Cosby as a genius. He's the kind and generous lover. I mean, it is very, very odd that there's no proof of any of this that's come forward. You know, nobody has the dress with the stain on it.
Yeah, well.
And again, he's 77 years old. Why bother? He can't be that rich.
No, not at all.
You know, I mean, if he has done these things, it is horrible. And again, what does it matter at this point? What are you going to do about it?
I know you're going to be pissed, but we got to stop again. All right, let's play a new game. Let's play, how many times are we going to have to stop this week? Oh, my God. Okay, hopefully it'll hold.
We'll see.
I can't let people sit through like this weird like clicky thing that happens to you occasionally.
This weird clicky thing.
Yeah. I got to stop because otherwise like we'll lose who's ever left. All right, don't be doing that. You're going to drive me insane. Jeez. What?
Yeah, even Keisha Knight Pulliam has spoken up against the accusations.
Well, you know, it's funny. My wife watches Celebrity Apprentice. And
I was just going to bring that up.
And she was on it. And I guess it was the first show of the season. They were having a fundraiser. And they got on her about not calling Bill Cosby.
Right.
Because of his star power and how he could raise money. And I have to wonder at what point they actually taped that. Because this has been going on for a while, right? I mean...
A few months, yeah.
So it's got to be at least the fall, early fall.
Oh, yeah.
That they taped this thing. But it's just so funny because what if she had called and he had raised all this money and now
and then
this is going
out.
On?
Well, he'd be the new Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, Malcolm Jamal Warner's not raising a peep about this.
Well, of course not. And, no. You know, there were all kinds of reports from comedians that have said we've known about this shit for years. And, like, it's kind of taboo to talk about within comedy circles. But, like, lots of people know about Bill Cosby. And there's all that weird shit about when he goes to the Letterman show and, like, he makes the female staffers watch him eat before he goes on. And, like... Did you read that story?
No.
Oh, let me see if I can find it.
That sounds hilarious. All right, listen up, you bitches. I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to eat this pudding pop, and you're going to watch me.
All right, well, that didn't last very long. Okay. So, when this all came out in... So as of November, this story came out, and it was I guess the Late Show had said that they wouldn't be bringing Cosby back anymore. And female staffers at the Late Show with David Letterman are breathing a collective sigh of relief that they don't have to deal with an upcoming Bill Cosby appearance. He'd include as a request before he arrived that the young girls, interns, and assistants all had to gather around in the green room backstage and sit down and watch him eat curry.
And then it would he Dutch oven all of them?
I don't know, but he said no one would say anything, and he would sit silently eating and make us watch and want us to watch. So that's fucked up. I mean,
but why does that shit go on?
Because it's Bill Cosby.
I mean, really. especially Letterman, who already had his own scandal.
Yeah, well.
Do you think he doesn't know about it? Well, he does now.
Well, he does now.
Because I would have to say that if I knew that was going on, and I were the host of that show, I would bring it up on stage in the interview. So, Bill, how was that curry?
But is it?
Tell me why you had all these little girls watch you eat it.
Is it one of those things where, like, you know, he never put his hands on any of them, so it's just a quirky thing.
There's quirky and there's creepy.
Well, yeah. Oh, I agree. And this is definitely creepy. But you know, maybe to everybody else, this was just like a quirky Bill Cosby thing. You know, he just makes all the young girls sit down and watch him eat curry, and
then he farts.
And then I guess he farts in their face. I don't know. This is just very weird.
Bizarre. You don't think? Okay, so if this is going on and yeah. Everybody knows about it in the circle, why wouldn't Oprah say something to him? Pull him aside and say, "Look, Cos, what the fuck are you doing?"
Because
isn't she like the queen of black people? I mean, don't they all pay homage to her and stuff?
Well, apparently. But he's the king. Like, nobody's going to tell him anything.
But see, that's the problem with our society. Is that we allow, you know, actors and musicians to have all this power. And they're really nobodies. I mean, you know, tell me one thing that Bill Cosby's done that's, you know, improved mankind.
Okay. You were saying?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. If this gets to be too annoying, just let me know and we'll just cut the show short.
No, we can't do that.
Yeah, we can.
No, that'd be horrible. Wouldn't want to do that.
Well, then expect this every 2 minutes, apparently.
Great. Okay, awesome. the jury's out on the cause right now. I don't know.
Do you think you flip-flopped? Do you think you're kind of like kind of pulling for him now? Like, because before when we discussed it, you were like, oh, well, all these women and.
Well, yeah, but again, there's. I still have to question why it took so long for this to come to light.
I don't know.
You know, I mean, let the guy rest in peace. He doesn't have much time left. He's 77. Come on.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's pretty much done now, right?
Oh, yeah. So he really just needs to go away. He needs to, like, you know, buy an island somewhere and vanish. Because that's all that's left for him.
I agree, and I think that, you know.
I think if this is all some made-up thing, I think it's horrendous that this was allowed to go on. And I think he should get to take a turn at each one of those women if they were the ones who made this up.
Yeah, but do you really think, like, these 20 women who don't know each other
but
all
do
decided?
They? How do we know they don't?
The Bill Cosby Hater Club?
Yes. And it's all because years and years ago, when they were all working at KFC together, You know, he like dissed one of them, and they decided they were going to form this pact, and one day, they would have their revenge.
Well, maybe we
and
should
here
ask.
It is, 60 years later.
We should ask Lou Ferrigno at MegaCon.
Oh, shit. There you go.
He's going to be there and be like, hey, is your wife here? Can we talk to her for a minute?
Yeah. Exactly.
And then he'll say, what did you say?
What?
Huh?
Yes.
Hey, speaking of that, did you see some people pulled out of MegaCon already?
No, I did not.
Stephen Amell and the main chick from Arrow both backed out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're filming or something.
All right, now my web browser isn't letting me go to MegaCon. What the hell? What is going on today, John? Is it an attack?
It's an attack.
Are they attacking Dance Monkey Dance? What is this?
It's North Korea. They finally caught up with us. That pudgy little slant eye got us.
Don't say that.
Yeah. Why?
That's terrible.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I can go on this one. So those two dropped out, and then they re-signed Stan Lee for this year.
Yes, I had seen that.
So I'm wondering if Saturday is just going to be a giant clusterfuck like last year.
Probably. Probably. Interesting. Yeah. Well, it's only 88 days, 19 hours, 14 minutes, and 2 seconds until the convention.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Yeah. Good times.
Did you see that they might actually be releasing Star Wars Detours?
The Hounds?
Huh?
No, I did not. I would like them to do that.
Apparently, there's going to be some kind of big media push in May. And they're saying that this could be part of it.
Interesting.
Okay. There are already, I guess, 39 that were fully produced. 39 episodes. But there were 62 scripts written in all. So if it becomes a hit, they may actually get to do them.
Well, that would be good for Seth Green.
Yeah, because he's
struggling. Because, you know, I guess essentially he was told to just go piss off, so good for him. Okay, well, good. We'll have to see.
Yeah. Are we lagging again?
It was fun. I mean, the little bit I've seen of it was fun. So, you know. And it gives Donald Faison something to do other than crappy sitcoms on Nick at Night.
That's right.
Yes.
Are we lagging big time?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, God. Okay, we're back again. This could be a real short show, folks. Can't get this to work. Now we've just completely run out of steam. It's just...
Yeah.
They've announced a start date for Captain America 3, although you probably haven't seen Captain America 2 yet.
I haven't.
When are you going to get on board with the Marvel
movies?
Of course,
I didn't see Captain America 1 either, so... I don't know. I plan on it at some point. I just haven't gotten there yet. Because I find more important things.
Like what?
Like TLC's got this really good series called The Curse of Oak Island.
Okay, see, people hunting for treasure is not the same thing
as
good superhero entertainment.
Yeah, but for that, I got to get up. I got to turn on the DVD player. I've got to switch my inputs. You know.
Did you see the thing about Discovery Channel is no longer going to do scripted programming?
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, I guess the new head has said you will never see anything, no fake shows anymore. So I guess they're going to have to like totally redo their schedule because it's nothing but fake shows at this point.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sure that won't last long.
No, you think that they'll just be like, oh, well, we got nothing to do, so we'll just...
I think that's exactly what will happen. They'll find out how well it works.
I guess...
And then before you know it...
I guess the straw that broke the camel's back was the Eaten Alive thing where the guy was going to be swallowed by
the snake. Oh, who's
going to
be eaten alive by the snake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point, I guess they changed the head of programming and he came in and said, yeah, we're not doing that shit anymore. Son of a
bitch. Well, that's good.
Bitch. Guess what?
What?
We got to stop. Some weeks, we only have to stop once. Sometimes, not at all. This time?
Every 2 minutes.
We are on file number 9.
That's awesome.
Jesus Christ. It's about every 2.5 minutes. The longest we've gone is almost 3.5.
Wow.
Jesus.
The new record.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, I don't know if this is going to get any better. Do we put people through this, or do we just give them a short show?
I don't know. I don't know what it's going to sound like once it's, you know, edited.
It's just going to be same as always.
Oh, good.
Same that I always
do. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Same as it always was. Same as it always was.
Something like that.
Yes.
I don't know. I've completely lost anything that I was going to say.
That sucks.
They might be splitting the Batman versus Superman movie into 2 parts. Did you read that?
I did see that. I'm tired of that bullshit. Like, if you're writing a 2-part movie, then write a freaking 2-part movie. But the bullshit of like, oh, we've decided we're going to cut it in half and release it twice. Bullshit.
You
were told to make one freaking movie. So if you're going to cut it in half, then you're going to make sure that I get a free ticket to see the second half.
I think what's interesting, though, is if this plan does go into effect, we will get actually the first one this year. And it'll be October of this year for part one, Enter the Night. And then March of 2016 for Dawn of Justice.
That's lovely.
And they're saying that we might get a trailer within the next couple of weeks, so this might actually be true.
Yeah? Interesting. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer for Ant-Man?
I did.
What did you think of it?
I'm not very impressed.
Really?
I didn't laugh at either of the jokes.
Uh-huh.
I thought they spent a lot of time on the visual effects of Ant-Man. Like, normally you would get a bunch of like incomplete effect shots or things that they were working on, and it looked like the thing of him riding on the back of the bee or the bug or whatever it is looked very polished, like they've been working on that for a really long time.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's a teaser, so it doesn't really give you a whole lot. But at the same time, the teaser for Guardians gave you a shitload. So I don't know what the planning is here.
It's going to be very interesting to see if this movie, this new franchise, has any legs.
Hang on, 2 minutes. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether or not they can do with Ant-Man what they did with Guardians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Guardians was a mixture of the right writer, director, and the right actors.
Well, and I think also because Guardians looked like X-Men,
yeah,
it was an easier sell for the audience, whereas Ant-Man is not the same.
Yeah, and it'll, like, now they're getting into the realm of characters where people haven't really heard of them. Like nobody goes around saying, oh, my favorite comic book character is Doctor Strange.
But yes, Doctor Strange is a much better, a much riper property than Ant-Man.
Yeah, I agree. Or like the Inhumans, or like any of the crap that's coming down the road later on, like Black Panther, or, you know, that stuff. But,
right,
you know, it'll be, if they can pull off Ant-Man and it be successful, then nothing will stop them at that point. They're just going to go full bore and just be able to, you know, just do it.
Well, good for them. That's all there is to go.
Yeah. Are you excited about the fact that they renewed Bates Motel for another season?
Oh, no. I gave up on that a long time ago. It just made no sense.
Yeah.
It's like the two-hour movie that, you know, Hitchcock made was more enough than was required for that story. And to stretch it out into a freaking series, it's like, oh, my God. Forget it. Give it up.
But you don't want to know how Norman becomes the psycho killer that he is?
Well, it's because his mother's a bitch. We learned that in the first episode.
Well, you know my feeling about, like, unnecessary prequels and, like, backstories to characters.
Right.
Like, I actually sat down and watched Maleficent last weekend with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wanted to watch it again, and I hadn't seen it, and I was like, all right. And while the movie was entertaining on a level that I wasn't expecting,
it wasn't necessary.
It was not necessary whatsoever. And the whole thing at the end of, well, you know, I bet you didn't expect this story. Like, we're telling it in a different way type shit.
Right.
Just, it was like, okay, you're just doing it to, like, grab money.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. I mean, it's, yeah, that's all it was. I mean, it wasn't, it's,
hold that thought, hang on. Okay, what were you saying?
It started off as an interesting concept of showing the other side of the story.
Right.
But then I don't know how to put it into words. It's just that it was like, oh, let's just try to do this instead. Well, and then for that ending of the film, it's like, what?
Yeah, I mean, it gets very bizarre with the, like, Maleficent is letting the kid walk off a cliff and then saving the kid. Like, right. If you're going to curse the dude that cut your wings off with their kid, just kill the kid.
Right.
You don't have to sit there and be like, oh, well, no, not until she's 16. And then, oh, I'm going to fall in love with this kid because look how cute she is. And then I'm going to try to renounce the curse. And then I'm going to try to save the kid. And it's like, well, no.
And then we're going to go off and live happily ever after.
Yeah, with Prince Charming, who just happens to show up.
Right. See,
they could have just retold Sleeping Beauty in a live-action setting, and it might have worked.
Well, it might have. And they could have just done it, and then, you know, the last 45 minutes of the movie is the original movie from the other point of view.
Right.
But it still ends the same.
Right.
I mean, we, you know, she dies at the end.
Right.
We know that. We see it happen. So now all of a sudden she's still alive?
But I guess this is supposed to be like the original movie is like the legend, and this is the actual story.
Yeah, but you know, there's a reason that the legend was out there, because let's face it, it's like, you know, history was written by the winners.
Right.
So if Maleficent had really escaped and, you know, gone on, then the story would have been different to begin with.
Right.
So I don't get it. Now, they are doing Cinderella, which looks to be a straight-up live-action version of the movie. Everything they have shown in the trailers looks like it comes right from the animated film.
But you know they're going to twist it somehow.
I don't know. I think they got such a backlash from Maleficent that they may not.
You think so? You think that was their lesson? I mean, it's...
Yeah, I think it was.
It's a hard lesson because, I mean, I applaud them for trying something different, I guess. But at the same time, they really butchered what they could have done.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to become like, you know, Cinderella Vampire Hunter.
I mean, I don't remember the original movie because I haven't watched it in probably 25 years, 30 years, whatever.
Right.
But in the movie, could they harm Maleficent with steel? Or whatever that was? Or iron?
Well, she does get stabbed by the sword at the end. That's how she dies.
But, I mean, the whole thing of, like, she can't be touched by it?
No, that was never part of it.
See, I think it would have been cool to have done the origin story. Not that I like origin stories, but... of Maleficent, because I liked the whole thing of like the tree army, and mm-hmm. like there's this realm where they're trying to keep their distance from the humans or whatever,
right?
And maybe have ended it with the curse, and you know, her getting her revenge on the dude that cut off her wings, and just made it more about her before the curse.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if there was a way to do it better.
Do you think having Angelina Jolie in it hurt them?
I think it hurt it because there was so much expectation for her.
Yeah.
That I think that's part of what hurt it.
And doesn't Maleficent in the cartoon have, like, green skin?
Yes, she does.
Oh, okay. I didn't like the fairies either. I thought the fairies were really annoying.
Yeah, they were.
What are we up to? Oh, it's almost time.
I know, I was waiting. I was waiting. I was like, do I say anything? Because it's going to cut out any minute now.
I mean, we could just stop and restart real quick.
There it goes.
All right, hang on. I know we don't usually miss a week, but this this is something else. Good God. It just sucks the wind out of it. Like, we start going, and then all of a sudden it's done.
Yep.
I mean, it just does not seem to be getting any better.
Oh, well. What are you going to do about it?
Maybe we should just call it then.
Should just call it? Time of death?
Time of death.
407?
Time of death, like 43 minutes long. Which is not terrible.
Yeah, it's better than... Yeah.
Well, maybe this will work better next week.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter. All that fun stuff. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?